This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hey, how you doing? This is ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 10th, 2021. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME. Louisiana Ares Section Emergency Coordinator James Coleman, AI-5B, said this week that ARRL amateur radio emergency service teams in his section should now be on normal status, with the affected parish's status as appropriate for local conditions, end quote. Emergency coordinators in some hard-hit parishes have activated volunteers for relief and recovery operations. More than 30 parishes in Louisiana were affected by the storm, although cell telephone outages in the affected area have been recovering rapidly, and all 911 systems were reported operational. The Louisiana Ares Emergency Net is now on standby. If it becomes necessary, the net will be active from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Central Time on 7255, and from 6 to 10 p.m. Central Time on 3878. Coleman's report said the Louisiana Traffic Net is operating 7 days a week at 6 p.m. on 3910. ARRL headquarters shipped HAM-AID kits to Louisiana Region 3 for use during the recovery efforts. A lot of Ares and other hurricane relief efforts by radio amateurs is still taking place in Louisiana. Check the ARRL website for the story, Louisiana Ares Returning to Normal Status in Storm-Affected Parishes, posted on the 9th. The ARRL Board of Directors granted several awards at its July 2021 meeting. The ARRL Doug DeMaw WNFB Technical Excellence Award went to Steve Frank, K9AM, Bill Somerville, G4WJS, and Joe Taylor, K1JT, for their July-August 2020 QEX article, the FT4 and FT8 Communications Protocols. John Levoge, W8KIW of Hillsboro, Ohio, was designated as the recipient of the 2021 ARRL Philip J. McGann Memorial Silver Antenna Award, which honors a public information officer. The 2021 ARRL Technical Service Award recipient is James Baxter, K0UA of Missouri. The board said Baxter exemplifies the spirit of this award by helping hundreds of hams to get on the air. The 2021 ARRL Technical Innovation Award went to Steve Hanel, KF70, Wojciech Kaczmarski, SP5WWP, and Roger Clark, VK3KYY. The 2021 Herb S. Breyer Instructor of the Year Award went to David Ritter, ND4MR. ARRL sponsors this award in conjunction with the Lake County, Indiana Amateur Radio Club to recognize superior amateur radio instruction and recruitment. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News, heard in Eureka, California, Wednesdays at 6:45 p.m. on the 145.47 repeater, courtesy of the Humboldt Amateur Radio Club. Time now for the AMSAT report. The University of Maine is working on a satellite called MESAT-1. It's scheduled to be launched next June. The most interesting part of this satellite is that it will carry a Globalstar transmitter along with an AMSAT linear transponder and a GPS receiver. This will allow the satellite to generate its own two-line element sets, or TLEs. GPS in satellites was first tested on AO-40 many years ago. Launched in November of 1974, the venerable AO-7 satellite is now in full sunlight, which means it's working. This causes the transmitter to automatically switch between mode A, 145 MHz up, 29 MHz down, and mode B, 432 MHz up, and 145 MHz down. If you do not hear the satellite in one mode, check the other. Even a small portable 10-meter antenna will let you hear the satellite, but a dipole or Yagi will give better results. The Mode A transponder uplink is 145.85 to 145.95 MHz, and the downlink is 29.4 to 29.5 MHz. It's a non-inverting transponder. Full illumination will last until next April 11th, so there's plenty of time to get things together to work this satellite in both modes. The AMSAT report comes to us each week courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. Here is the August 21 Volunteer Monitor Program report. Licensees in Connecticut, Kansas, New York, New Jersey, South Carolina, and Tennessee were sent advisory notices concerning operation on frequencies designated for Haiti earthquake emergency relief efforts. Licensees in Oregon, South Dakota, and Texas were sent advisory notices concerning failure to identify as required by Section 97.119A of the FCC Amateur Radio Rules, pursuant to a nationwide rule compliance review of operations on 3819 and 3953. A former licensee in Texas was sent an advisory notice concerning operation with an expired license. An FT8 operator in Michigan was sent an advisory notice reminding him of the 200-watt power limit on 30 meters. A licensee in Texas was sent a final notice that his case was being referred to the FCC for license revocation or deletion of voice privileges from his license. A good operator commendation was sent to an operator in California for exemplary amateur procedure on May 21, 2021, during the 40-meter California Rescue Communications Net. The revised total for VM monitoring in July was 5,746 hours, the highest number of hours monitored since the inception of the program. The IT staff at ARRL headquarters completed work on an automated system for volunteer monitors to report monthly monitoring hours and incident reports. The volunteer monitor program is a joint initiative between ARRL and the FCC to enhance compliance in the amateur radio service. Thanks to Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZDH, the Volunteer Monitor Program Administrator. ARRL Audio News is heard in St. Charles, Missouri, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on 1860 kHz, courtesy of the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter. The El Dorado County Amateur Radio Club has been providing radio communication support for small and large animal rescue efforts during the Caldor Fire in California. Members of the South County Large Animal Rescue Group, El Dorado County Amateur Services, and other volunteers have been addressing the need as the California Caldor Fire destroyed the community of Grizzly Flats, threatened Lake Tahoe, and caused evacuations in dozens of communities throughout the county. Thousands of area residents were forced to flee their homes without having time to round up their pets and livestock. Alan Thompson, W6WN, the club's public information officer, said that because of the mountainous terrain, many of the neighborhoods already had little or no cell or internet communication, and the fire only made things worse. Thompson said the club quickly deployed its Mobile Amateur Radio Emergency Services Communications Center, which is in service as Central Net Operations. Several members stepped up to volunteer their time and radios to accompany the animal rescue teams dispatched into impacted areas. HamSci founder Nathaniel Frissell, W2NAF, an assistant professor in the University of Scranton's Physics and Engineering Department, has been awarded a $481,260 grant through the NASA Space Weather Applications Operations Phase 2 Research Program. Frissell will serve as principal investigator for a research project entitled Enabling Space Weather Research with Global Scale Amateur Radio Data Sets. He'll collaborate with Philip Erickson, W1PJE, of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Haystack Observatory, and Bill Engelkid, AB4EJ, at the University of Alabama. Frissell explained that the two-year grant will fund the development of an empirical model for the prediction of traveling ionospheric disturbances, or TIDs, in high-frequency radio communications while investigating the geophysical drivers of these disturbances. The new NASA award complements a five-year National Science Foundation grant of more than $616,000 that Frissell received last year. Sun watcher Tad Cook, K7RA in Seattle, reports that sunspot activity increased dramatically this week. Sunspot numbers peaked at 87 on Wednesday, September 8th, but the next day, the daily sunspot number hit 124. Cook says, "We haven't seen activity like that in about 6 years," when the daily sunspot number reached 125. In her report from earlier this month, space weatherwoman Tamitha Scove, WX6SWW, said things seem to be headed in the right direction.
We're not going to be expecting all that much more when it comes to activity, but we are going to expect that solar flux is going to easily stay in the mid-80s, possibly even boost up into the 90s, and that gets us closer to the good range for radio propagation on Earth's dayside. And hopefully these conditions are going to continue easily over the next week.
So good times lie ahead. ARRL honors the memories of those who died 20 years ago in the September 11, 2001 attacks at the World Trade Center and at the Pentagon, and in the related plane crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Among the dead were these radio amateurs. Keep in mind that several of these call signs have since been reissued. Steve Jacobson, N2SJ of New York City, Bill Steckman, WA2ACW of West Hempstead, New York, Michael Jacobs, AA1GO, an ARRL member from Danbury, Connecticut, Lieutenant Bob Siri Sr., KA2OTD, an ARRL member from Nutley, New Jersey, and a Port Authority police officer, Rod Coppola, KA2KET of New York City, and Winston Grant, KA2DRF of West Hempstead, New York. They all died at the World Trade Center. Bill Ruth, W3HRD of Mount Airy, Maryland, died at the Pentagon. An assembly of articles, stories, and messages from the November 2001 issue of QST is available at tinyurl.com/ARRL-QST-9-11. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 10th, 2021. For details on these and other amateur radio news happenings, visit the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, or better yet, subscribe to the weekly ARRL letter via your ARRL member website profile. And let us know where you hear ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews@arrl.org. For now, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME 73, and we'll see you next time, everybody.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.